And coach, kind of the summary about this game, sort of the focal point, could be just how second, third, fourth quarter Hillsborough started to slowly get that lead bigger and bigger and bigger, and just be able to put you guys behind. But the fashion that they did it, hitting some threes, getting some transition buckets. What was your take on why there was such a drastic difference between the end of the first quarter, where you guys were down by two, and the rest of the ball game?
The biggest thing I took out of it was second quarter. We let up a three, came down, turned the ball over. They came down, hit another three. So all of a sudden that lead stretched to eight, and then we forced a shot 1-on-5, and then they come down, get the ball to Brewer inside, and all of a sudden, I mean, three possessions, we have one bad look and two turnovers, and all of a sudden the lead's to 10. And from that point on, you know, I just saw it on our faces. I felt like we quit tonight. And not in the fact that, with effort-wise, I don't know what to say, but our defensive game plan, we didn't execute it very well. And then our offense, everything was a second slow. So it had us shooting four shots most of the time compared to open shots.
I mean, they're just so tough, Coach. I mean, they got big guys, they got small guys. They can all shoot from the perimeter. Obviously, the weapons are there for them. But I mentioned this to Coach Johnson. Clayton Snudden seems like the guy, in whatever sport he plays, he's the guy that gets the team going. If Clayton Snudden's going well, the team is going well. And tonight, Hillsborough did a really good job of just making him have a quiet game tonight.
Yeah, and that's been one of our downfalls all year. They always look for him to take that big shot or make that big shot. Well, when teams defend him really well, someone else has to step up, and we just didn't have that tonight. You know, Nick did a great job. He hit some open shots and some big shots that we needed, but we never had that person stand up and said, you know what, I'm going to take the game over and control it.
Coach, as you move forward, you get one more conference game, and that's against Windsor. But what are some other opponents that you have on the rest of your schedule, and what are you hoping to get out of the guys over the next couple of weeks before districts?
Well, we have three games left. We have a week from yesterday, we have Union at their place, and then Afton at home, which is going to be, and then Windsor on the road. So we have three tough games ahead of us. We just got to go out there, compete, and someone else has to step up besides Clayton Snudden, because there's going to be another game, even if it's districts, where he's going to get in foul trouble, he's going to get tired, and someone's got to step up.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time.
No problem.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for coming up.
Yep, have a good one.
Yep, you got to get a little workout to come up here and do
a
post game.
Oh, yeah.
That is Zeb Hammond joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas post game show.